Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
I'm Sherry Ellefson from Muncie, and I'm reviewing World War Z, An Oral History of the Zombie War by Max Brooks. Max Brooks' fictional novel, World War Z, An Oral History of the Zombie War, offers a fresh spin to an old horror story. Though choppy at times, it is easy to appreciate the author's thoroughness and ingenuity. In Z, an unnamed government employee crisscrosses the globe to create the United Nations post-war commission report of the crisis. However, much of the intimate survivor stories, as happened in remote African villages to underground tunnels in Paris, he laments, are deleted from the official report. Z is the untold, emotional accounts cut from the report so, quote, future generations could study the war without being influenced by the human factor, end quote. While much of Z recalls brave personal stories of escape, fighting, and pure survival, it narrows its focus to military tactics practiced in combating the undead. This twist is what particularly makes Brooks' book stand out among other zombie novels. The author visits military personnel intimately involved in several countries, mainly in the United States, but also other powerhouses such as China, India, Russia, and Brazil. The U.S., blinded by ego, achieves victory after too many unnecessary lives are lost when old war tactics prove ineffective against the plagued. Dropping bombs, for example, only maimed but did not kill their targets. One unusual tactic, however, did thrive. The U.S. military trained small household dogs to sniff out and record unknown, potentially zombie-infested territory before entering it themselves. The U.S. also ditched jail cells and instead publicly humiliated every caught criminal to deter petty and horrendous crimes alike. In Z, their system worked. Every country, in addition to the U.S. and China, reacted uniquely akin to its personality, and I applaud Brooks for his obvious research, analysis, and creativity. Z was truly powerful and thought-provoking. I'm Sherry Ellefson for BookSpeak.
This is Chris Shea, professor of classics at Ball State University. I'm reviewing Ishmael Baya's A Long Way Gone, Memoirs of a Boy Soldier. In February, the trial of Charles MacArthur Taylor, the corrupt former president of the African nation of Liberia, finally opened in the UN Special Court for Sierra Leone. Taylor has been charged with war crimes stemming from his support of the Revolutionary United Front, the RUF, of Sierra Leone. Some of these charges implicate Taylor in the RUF's use of child soldiers. Thank God the world is prepared to act against this ancient evil. Taylor's trial has made Ball State's choice of freshman common reader particularly timely. This year's book is Ishmael Baya's A Long Way Gone, Memoirs of a Boy Soldier. Baya, born in Sierra Leone in 1980, was away from his family on an overnight trip in 1993 when rebels attacked his village. He found himself wandering Africa until he was pressed into service as a boy soldier. The book vividly details his descent into cruel savagery and his ultimate redemption. I heartily recommend this book, not only as a sociological and historical document of great value on a subject which touches us all, who among us doesn't feel for 12-year-olds with AK-47s, but as a work about identity, about how a sensitive and clever soul grapples with calamity, about joy, beauty, and music. This is Chris Shea for BookSpeak.
As part of the Ball State Freshman Common Reader Experience, Ishmael Baya will be speaking on Ball State's campus September 15th at 7:30 in Emmons Auditorium. Admission is free and open to the public. Also, discussion groups are being formed about Baya's book, A Long Way Gone, Memoirs of a Boy Soldier. If you'd like to be a discussion leader, contact Brenda Messineo at 765-285-5530. Support for BookSpeak comes from Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us next Wednesday at noon for the final BookSpeak of this season here on Indiana Public Radio.